USA Radio News.
We're also taking unprecedented action to help our local police fight the worst drug epidemic in our history, the opioid crisis, which took nearly 50,000 American lives last year. We have secured the most funding in history to give you the tools and resources that you need to hunt down the traffickers. Stop these poisonous drugs from coming into our country.
President Donald Trump earlier today in Orlando, Florida, the president was addressing the International Association of Chiefs of Police annual convention. The president is on his way back to Washington, D.C., where he will be participating in the swearing-in ceremony for Brett Kavanaugh. Hurricane watches are in effect for the panhandle of Florida. As Hurricane Michael approaches, it could make landfall as early as Tuesday night. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Monday is Columbus Day, but the biggest city in the United States named after Christopher Columbus is not celebrating Columbus Day. That would be Columbus, Ohio. Why? Well, there's been a growing push, particularly by Native American groups, to stop the celebration of Columbus Day and replace it with Indigenous Peoples Day. The site of an accident in upstate New York that killed two pedestrians and 18 occupants of a limousine headed to a birthday party, including four sisters, is a known danger spot, according to locals. The intersection had been redone in 2008 because of a fatal accident, but there still were problems and the intersection still was very dangerous. Robert Sumwalt is the chairman of the NTSB. He talks about the investigation moving forward.
We are just beginning our actual investigation. Certainly it does appear from the physical evidence that somebody ran through that stop sign, but we want to understand why that happened.
New York Governor Mario Cuomo also said that the limousine operator did not have the proper licensing. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Over the weekend, a group of conservative women got together for the first annual Women for America First Summit. Now, this was held at the Trump International Hotel in Washington, D.C. Rachel Campos Duffy attended the event and talked about some of the enthusiasm she saw for President Trump.
These are women who don't put on pink hats and carry obscene picket signs. This is how they organize. Mm-hmm. This is how they express how they feel. And they're pretty jazzed up. And they were jazzed up before the Brett Kavanaugh event when this event was planned. They're very, very politically excited.
Sure.
Since the hearings. And I'm sure now that they have seen him confirmed.
A TV reporter who wore a Make America Great Again hat to a Trump rally he was covering has been fired. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
James Bunner was a journalist for KTTC-TV in Austin, Minnesota, and he wore that hat Thursday while covering President Trump's appearance in Rochester, Minnesota. After a photo was shared by the Minnesota-based newspaper Star Tribune, Bunner was fired the next day. The KTTC news director clarifying Bunner was only fired for wearing campaign gear while covering a political event and not because of his personal politics. Meanwhile, after writing a Facebook post defending Brett Kavanaugh, who was accused of sexual assault, a news anchor named Chris Long was suspended from KESQ-TV in Palm Springs and later resigned his position altogether.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.